Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International. It is February the 13th, and today we're going to be talking about the Olympic mistakes and what went wrong with certain athletes, and maybe how we could help them if you were and use this as a kind of a coaching lab to be able to even if you're not working in those particular sports. You know, with the Winter Olympics, we can all learn from those same lessons that, the Olympians are learning right there. And these same lessons apply to any sport. So so that's great. And just to clarify, I know we have newer people on the call, Greg and from California, and Gio from London, and... let's see. I'm not sure. We've got Rodney from South Africa. I'm not sure if he's. Are you on the call? He might be calling in. Just to clarify, these calls are our ongoing mentoring calls, and they're extra. They're in addition to the core lessons that are in the in your module. So for the main training of the level one. Performing Edge Coaching, you get access to one module per week. So go there and listen to the recording there, and those are the main lessons for the modules. And then these calls are on the second and fourth Thursday of the month are additional calls to be able to check in with you, so we can have live interaction, and so you can always get your questions answered, and also do additional trainings on what's going on. As per your request, I take requests for, topics that you want to talk about, as well as, the hot topics of the day, like right now the Olympics are going on. So so I invite you to, you can always ask me questions by just emailing me, and then I can answer those questions on the calls here, too. So maybe the new people, since we've got more people on the call this time, the new people, maybe you want to introduce yourself. Greg, you want to introduce yourself and say your background and all, what you're interested
sure.
in?
Sure. Excuse me. My name's Greg Herring, and I have a coaching business here in San Luis Obispo, California. And primarily right now I'm working more with businesses and leadership groups than athletes, but athletics has been a passion of my life for most of all of my life, actually. So I'm trying to make more of an impact or a transition, if you will, from traditional business over into working with teams or individual athletes. The last, it's been 3 years now, I've worked with six different collegiate athletic teams and am really enjoying that process. So I'm through this group and through Dr. Joanne hoping to grow that part of my business.
Great. Okay, thanks, Greg. And Gio, do you want to be called Gio or Giovanni in London?
Yeah, no, Gio's fine. That's fine.
I'm
calling in from London. I'm pretty much at the start of my coaching career. Recently qualified to coach golf, as well as boxing coaching. So I think somewhere down the road I'll be following into, I suppose, the footsteps of Greg in going into the business coaching as well. But I'd say 80% will be sports performance. Obviously wanted to broaden my knowledge in terms of helping people on the mental side, which I think will be my niche. Versus any technical coaching going on, although that is partly what I will be doing, but the most part will be, I believe, the peak performance side of things.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Gio. And since we've got these new people, maybe the rest of you can just briefly introduce yourself to Amy. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I am in Philadelphia. And I have been doing some sports life coaching and peak performance training for the last couple years. And I wanted to tell you, Dr. Joanne, I just got a really good thing last week. I did a workshop at University of Pennsylvania, which is really a great Ivy League school here, and I did it for the tennis team, and it went really well, and she contacted me and said the girls liked it, and she wants to do some more things with me, and then tomorrow I'm going to do something with the varsity lacrosse team at Penn, so I'm really excited about that.
Great. Wow. Fantastic. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, if any of you have success stories or things that you're doing with this, always, you know, it's great to always share those at the beginnings of our call here. Yeah, Amy, you've been doing so much to progress forward. Yeah, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Dave, you're down in
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Dave Mahoney. I'm in Miami right now. Most of the year I'm in New York, and I'm a golf professional. So I'm using this for my clients for that at first, and possibly opening up into some other areas like business. I have a business degree too, but right off the bat, I'm using it for my clients here, and it's been great.
Great, that sounds good, fantastic. And Michelle in Indonesia.
Oh hi, I've finished your course, and I'm now just participating in these ongoing calls, which I'm really enjoying. And I live in Indonesia, but I'm from Vancouver, Canada, and have a background in coaching in alpine ski racing and mountain biking, and just have more recently been looking into the mental aspect of things, which I'm really enjoying, and started working with the ballerinas today, which was kind of fun. And I did an Olympic interview with one of our Canadian athletes last week, which was awesome for my website. So, yeah, I'm just sort of ticking away at that and enjoying it.
Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, maybe you can share a little bit about that and on our call here, too, your interview. Let's see, is that everyone? Did I get everyone that's on the call, or did I miss anyone? If there's anybody else I didn't get, let me know. Jump in. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. With Michelle, you've really got interest in the Olympics with your background in alpine skiing, for sure.
Yeah, we usually do pretty well in the Winter Olympics. I think in Vancouver we were the top medal-earning nation, but now you guys are ahead of us this year.
I guess a little.
We're going to get you.
Yeah. There's still more events to go. And I just wanted to announce in next week, I'm going to start level two. We're going to start on the 20th, so a week from today, and I'll send you more information about that. I apologize for the delay. I was hoping to start earlier, but it's just taken longer to get everything ready for that. So everyone that's taken level one, then you can take the level two course, and you get a discount on the fee if you would like to. It's not mandatory. It will be going into more of our, you know, advanced coaching techniques and how to really create this for your business. So I'll send you an email about that this week, and you're welcome to join us. I know, Dave, you're all excited about that, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next Thursday, at the same time at 9 o'clock Pacific. So I'll just send you more info about it. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me. Did someone else join us, too? I heard a ding.
Pam Dunlock joined.
Oh, hi, Pam. How are you?
Good. I called earlier, but I had a bad connection, so I reconnected. So.
Oh, okay. That's great. I know you've got a lot of winter skiers in Colorado, or winter sports you're working with there.
Yeah, I'm working now with a slopestyle skier who actually has friends who qualified for the Olympics, but he's from the Vail Ski and Snowboard Academy, and he's just at the level below the Olympics, so hopefully the next Olympics he'll be there. So.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
So,
none of us knew what slopestyle skiing was before these Olympics, right?
No, right, yeah. So
slopestyle, what's that? And now it's all, everybody's addicted to watching it.
Yeah. I've had to learn. I know snowboarding, but now I'm switching to skiing, and I have to learn all the terms of his switch double rodeo, and that's a trick that he's working on. And so,
oh yeah,
learn,
I know.
You know, all the language to go do the visualization. So that's interesting.
Yeah, when I first, you know, first tuned into the TV, that it was Jamie Anderson or something was talking about. Oh yeah, I do a double alley oop backside rodeo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, crowd, double alley loop. Oh, that's what I always wanted to do, the double alley loop backside rodeo. Of course.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's, you know, really interesting, all the new terms we're hearing about. So that is great. Yeah, so we've got all kinds of new people on the call, too, Greg and Gio and everyone is introducing. Do you want to introduce yourself just briefly, Pam, too?
Well, I was in California. Now I'm in Colorado in the mountains. I come from a mental health background and physical education background, combining them for the sports psychology and working with athletes at different levels. My husband's done snowboarding business forever, so I have worked with lots of winter sports athletes all the way through, lots of snowboarders and, yeah, actually different levels of them, but all the way up to Olympic athletes, so, and lots of professionals. And I know Sean White a little bit. I mean, I have followed him all the way through my husband's career at Burton, too. So that's been an interesting story to watch for me, of him not be successful.
Yeah. So why don't we start with that. And but just before we do, Michelle, you mentioned you interviewed an athlete, an Olympic athlete. Do you want to share who you, if that's open for public sharing, who you interviewed and what that was, what you learned?
Yeah, she's Yuki Sabota, which is, she's Canadian, 20 years old, and part of the first women's freestyle team, freeride team. And, yeah, she's an interesting girl. I mean, she's, you know, I think she is ranked about 11th in the world, but she crashed and she hurt her jaw, so I don't know how serious that is. I don't get current information here, unfortunately, so we're kind of off the grid. But it was really interesting for her. It was, for her, her mental training is all about balance and just keeping a healthy balance between work and play and just keeping friends and family close, because for her that's her anchor. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And she had a really healthy attitude to, to events that didn't go well. She always knew there was another day. So she has her whole career ahead of her. So, yeah, it was interesting. I was amazed at, like, how receptive people are to talking about this. Like, they like being asked these questions, and they want to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, right, because most people, if they're – if they're being interviewed, they're usually being interviewed by a media person who's just asking about their sport, kind of superficial questions. But yeah, as in sports psychology with Performing Edge, if you get a chance to interview someone, you can ask them more things about their life and their mental training and how important mental training is to them. Yeah, that's really kind of like on that video link I sent you last week, the skeleton athlete that I worked with. So, yeah, just being able to talk with them about one of the really good questions you could ask them is what's the biggest challenge you've had in your sport, and how have you overcome that? Or sometimes they might say they need help overcoming it, and that's where you can come in to help them. So you can ask about that and ask about what their biggest success is. You know, that's always a good question to start with. What are your, highest achievement, and how did you get there? How do you feel about that? And then your sort of most difficult time and how you got through that. So that's great. Well, congratulations, Michelle, on doing your interview and all.
Thanks.
So that's great. So, Sean, let's talk about, the athletes in the Olympics here and you know, your response to them. I think, you know, we see so much on TV, and there's so much buildup with athletes and so many expectations. Especially Shaun White's been the biggest name probably in the Olympics, along with maybe Lindsey Vonn, but now she's injured, and Ono, you know, have been really big, and you know, there's so many expectations to get the third, you know, be the first one to, American man to get three Olympic gold medals back-to-back in the same sport, and they were saying that, you know, he's just very, he's not only Shaun White, the you know, snowboarder, he's Shaun White, now the businessman, that he's got a whole enterprise around, formed around his snowboarding, and that he's been working really hard to form this whole campaign around him getting the third Olympic gold medal, and all these sponsors, you know, waiting to, you know, already have his picture on the, you know, posters already kind of predicting, or, you know, giving the, because they thought that was a shoe-in that he would get that kind of result. And so, of course, things didn't go as planned. And then when he hurt his wrist, he's going into the practice or with slope style, and then decided to not do the slope style skiing, to just focus on the half pike, which, you know, you wonder if you were working with an athlete, which, how you would talk with them about that topic. You know, he had a decision to make. Do you do both events, the slope style snowboarding and the half pike, and there you've got more chances of getting a medal, or do you, you know, give up the slope style and only focus on one, the half pike, and so you've got more time to train, maybe more time to recover from his wrist injury if he had that. But then it puts a lot more pressure on him to do really well in the half pike. And then when he found out, of course, other athletes were doing well in the half pike, you know, it's really puts the pressure on. And I could see how he could easily, you know, mess up.
Hello.
Hi, I'm still here. Yeah, we lost her, didn't we?
Yeah. I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, it looks like she's gone.
I thought she was deep in thought there. Deep in thought.
She'll be back.
Yeah, once she asks a question or something, nobody answers, she'll figure it out, I think.
Interesting.
Maybe one of us should call back in and say, hey, you're gone.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give her a call on her cell.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I just sent her a quick email, see if that works.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. Were you the one who said that you were working with a ballet dancer?
Yeah. Yeah, just a girl here who's on a scholarship.
Are you enjoying it?
Well, I know you. Yeah, it's interesting. What's been really funny is just recently I've been getting, I'm a homeopath, and I'm getting all of these requests for homeopathic treatments, you know, just now as I'm trying to, you know, go in a different direction with my career, everybody wants homeopathy. So for her, it was a combination of the sports psych plus the homeopathy, which was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's a good combination.
Yeah. So, I know you've been working with in the dance academy, haven't you? Down there for a while.
Yeah. Uh huh. It's interesting. They're so driven and passionate and injured all the time. It's really difficult for them.
And they're such perfectionists. When compare them to
really
say ski racers, they're just a completely different ball game.
I can't believe, so you did the alpine racing also?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
when I watched that, I can't believe,
my thing.
I can't believe how fast they go.
I know. I worked at the last Olympics in Vancouver on the track for the downhill, and I loved it. I had so much fun. Yeah. I know. It's a great sport.
Very brave.
Mhm. Yeah, they're really brave.
You must love watching this stuff.
I do. It's really sad though, because the way the ski technology is changing, these poor guys are just blowing out their knees, and you know, our men's Canadian national ski team, they're all injured, and it's unfortunate because they're just making the tracks faster and steeper and icier, and it's like the body can't even withstand the pressure anymore.
I mean, it's really, at a certain point, it becomes a huge risk.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the skis, they're so stiff, and so when they're on these steep slopes and they've iced them down the track and they're, you know, they're going 100 kilometers an hour, the G-force is on the knee, you know, it just, tearing ligaments.
I've just spoke to Dr. Joanne. She said if we can all come off the call and then redial back in. She's there.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.